Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I lack. In green pastures he makes me lie down, to still waters he leads me. He restores my soul. He guides me along right paths for the sake of his name. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You set a table before me in front of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Indeed, goodness and mercy will pursue me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord for endless days. Psalm 23 is one of the most well-known and loved pieces ever written. It conveys a sense of intimate trust and security that every soul desires. People from every walk of life and faith have taken solace in it, many not knowing its origin or even whom it foreshadows. The Psalm of David is a comfort for us because it comes from the heart of a man after God's own heart, a man who himself was a shepherd entrusted first to his father Jesse's flock, then chosen by God to care for his own people. David's words are not just those of a shepherd, but one who knows with certainty that if we stay close to the chief shepherd, the one in whom we can find comfort, strength, and security, we will be cared for not just for the day, but to dwell in the house of the Lord for endless days. David knew that the life of a shepherd is one of sacrifice, a life set apart to be the servant of the flock entrusted to his care, a life that also comes with great reward for the virtuous who remain faithful and true. He trusted in God, the shepherd of his soul, and the source of comfort in times of trouble. Today our liturgy focuses on the Good Shepherd, the eternal Word made flesh who willingly laid down his life for his sheep. Our Good Shepherd, who offered himself up as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, was raised on the third day, and entrusted his flock to Peter, the first in a line of succession that remains unbroken and guarded by the Holy Spirit. In today's first reading on that day of Pentecost, Peter exercises the role entrusted to him as the head of the church here on earth by calling the people to repent and be baptized. What we didn't hear in its entirety was all that Peter proclaimed to them, how what the prophets had spoken of was fulfilled and continues to be fulfilled through the death, resurrection, and the salvific mission of Jesus Christ, the one whom they had crucified. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 persons were added that day. Like a loving shepherd of the flock entrusted to his care, Peter was calling them to conversion, to turn away from their former way of life and embrace Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. In the gospel, Jesus said, "I am the gate for the sheep. Whoever enters through me will be saved." Jesus is the gate, the only means of gaining entrance into his sheepfold, in other words, his church. He said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." And how do we do that? By entering into his death and resurrection through the sacred waters of baptism. But unfortunately, too many people stop right there. But there's so much more that God wants for his people, that the shepherd wants for his flock. He desires that our heads be anointed with oil as we're sealed with the Holy Spirit in confirmation, and that we be nourished with his body, blood, soul, and divinity at the Eucharistic table that he prepares for us at the altar of his own sacrifice through the priesthood that he instituted on the night he was betrayed. Holy Communion, confirmation, baptism, the sacraments of initiation that bring us into full communion with Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Thanks be to God when our physical or spiritual health is failing, we have recourse to the sacraments of healing, confession and anointing of the sick, in order that the flock might grow in strength. Our good shepherd also instituted for us the sacraments of service, holy matrimony, and holy orders. You see, our good shepherd, the gate himself, has given us all that we need to enter into and then flourish for endless days as members of his flock. Today is also the World Day of Prayer for Vocations, and it's no coincidence that it falls on Good Shepherd Sunday. Pope Paul VI instituted this day in 1963 as a day set apart to publicly fulfill the Lord's instructions to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his harvest. A prayerful command from the heart of Jesus to his disciples as he went around all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the kingdom, and curing every sort of illness and disease. Because at the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. Today we're all reminded that every one of us needs to continually return to the true shepherd and guardian of our souls whenever we too behave like sheep without a shepherd. Not because we don't, but because we constantly engage and sometimes fail in our battle against the world, the flesh, and the devil. We're also reminded that we need to pray for holy vocations. Praying for priests, deacons, and religious is a very good thing, but I ask you to please don't stop there. Pray for holy marriages that foster vocations from within. Pray for holy politicians, plumbers, and athletes. Pray for our youth, that they will earnestly discern the vocation that God is calling them to, trusting that he equips them for whatever he calls them to. Please pray for each one of us here today, for each other, that we would all fulfill our universal call to holiness. Pray for the priests that God has already given us. I ask you to please pray for Father Sergio, the man God has chosen to be our pastor, the shepherd of our church here at this time and place. Please pray for our bishops. Pray for the Pope. Pray for all the shepherds of the church who lead a life of sacrifice as they teach, sanctify, and govern the flock entrusted to their care, all the while offering themselves up as a sacrifice each and every day for us. Pray with a humble and contrite heart that goodness and mercy will pursue you all the days of your life. And pray for the grace to dwell in the house of the Lord for endless days. For with the Lord as our shepherd, there is nothing that we lack.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.